Here we are, baby. Here we are. Yeah, everybody clap. Clap, everybody.
Yes.
Hey now. We're back. I hope y'all liked our little countdown that we had. Thanks to John Bird.
Ooh, let everybody get in there. You know, get in
you did a good job, buddy.
Thank you.
We're live for the first time, and I guess it's only been a week, but here we go. Tony Gump here, by the way.
I'm here as well. Hello, everyone.
Who works tremendously hard with all this. We've made some slight changes. John Bird was here on his day off working to make sure everything was on the up and up. And it looks like even we got, look at this little logo. Look at that.
Isn't that
awesome?
How
cool is that? Oh, that's cool. And I think we've got everything situated. I just want to say, like, anytime there are changes of any sort, we may or may not run into technical issues during that initial show after changes. So if we have that, y'all just bear with us. We're still going to put on the best undiscovered content on the internet. I mean, we're kind of discovered, but not yet.
We're still underground. It's still a secret.
This is an underground podcast. We're on our way to 1 million subscribers.
Are you serious?
Yes. We've only got 900,000, 999,000.
Oh, okay. Just a few left, yeah.
384.
You know, I got an idea. Maybe we should lower our goals to start with, like, let's shoot for 1,000.
Yeah, we could do that.
Then we shoot for 5,000. What
if we go to the border, start speaking Spanish, and hand out flyers at the border?
Could you imagine if we could get every illegal that's coming into this country to subscribe to the podcast? They've all got phones.
They do.
We wouldn't even have to move. We just open up a lemonade stand and just hand them cards as they go by. It's free
and
advertising.
This is one exception I'll make for AI. We'll get it to do Spanish headings down there, so they'll be able to understand.
I like the way you are thinking.
And then once we get them all subscribed, we'll turn all their information in, and then when Trump gets in, he can get rid of them.
You're not supposed to tell that part.
Well, I guess we could deport them if they're all subscribed. They can watch from Mexico or Guatemala.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was thinking more along the lines of let's just pretend like we got a million subscribers.
Okay.
So when people end up coming across the channel, they're like, oh, these guys are big time. Because we've got the big time look, you know. We've got a state-of-the-art podcast studio. We just got to act like, you know, Mr. Beast or whoever. So
is there a look we're supposed to have? I mean, should it be like that? Or
give the camera the look that would tell people you have a million subscribers on YouTube.
That would be the way I would. Really? Maybe not the middle finger.
That's a FU money kind of.
Yeah.
I got an FU amount of subscribers.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
If we had a million subscribers for real, we probably wouldn't act any different.
No, we would
still be idiots.
We would not. By the way, I got a special package today.
Yes.
And I have not opened it. This is from Wild Hair Jerky. Oh, I almost showed my address.
Oh, man.
Can we blur that out? Hopefully nobody saw that. This is not really my address, by the way. Wild Hair Jerky. I didn't want to give their address away. Wild Hair Jerky, which is our favorite jerky place. Our buddy Brian and his wife, they run a joint where they make some of the best jerky on the planet. We all agree with that. We've all had it. And occasionally he will send me a care package to make sure I got some jerky. And I have no idea what's in here. Hopefully there's a sweet love note for Valentine's Day.
Let's find out.
Bird, you all right?
Yeah.
You were shaking this whole table.
This is so good.
And by the way, wait, what is the deal with Bird with like his chair? How do you sit in your chair? Because you're centered, by the way. But your chair, like when you're in front of me, you're sitting here and your chair's always, the back of the chair is pointed that
it's
way.
It's cocked to the right.
Oh,
left.
I know why. Because I like to sit caddy corner. It's more comfortable.
Really?
It keeps me from moving.
Sure you don't have hemorrhoids or something?
No, I haven't had those since my 30s.
Well, on the front of the chair, it does have, if you think about the corner here, it's got a little more padding. So maybe he's just wanting to rest his ball sack on that. And
that might be it.
I bet that's what it
that
is.
That might be it. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, beef jerky, wild hair jerky. We've got habanero.
Too hot for me.
We've got mesquite, salt, and pepper. I believe that's a new flavor.
I think I can handle that.
What else do we got? Jalapeno. That one's actually good, not too hot.
I'm scared of that one.
And then sweet heat. The thing is, when he sends me care packages, he sends the hot stuff because he knows that's what I like. So try one of those and let the people know.
Okay, well, I'm going to write him a jingle so he'll give me some, too.
Yeah. Well, he knows when he sends it to me, it's a package deal and everybody gets some, so.
All right. Here we go. This is sweet heat.
Let's all sit in silence while he chews on this jerky.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do the sniff test. It doesn't burn my nose.
Good.
Oh, smoky. Let me find a good piece right here. This is an excellent piece here. I'll go ahead and close it to keep it fresh.
You want to offer Tony Gump some?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Here you go, Tony Gump. I'll put all the hot stuff back in the box. What?
Smells delicious. Love the texture.
We want to hear you chewing on mine.
Okay.
We do.
Oh, this is heaven.
That sounds like a solid jerky chew.
What I like to do. What I like to do when I chew is I'll suck on the juice that comes out. Like for instance. See? Like that. It's pretty gross, but that's the only way to truly enjoy jerky.
Well, I can't eat jerky while we're doing the show, but my mouth is watering thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna quit watching you. I mean, watching you eat it's not making my mouth water, but it's just the thought of the jerky itself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll put this down. Not.
You missed it, by the way. What was it, Sunday? We had AJ here.
Mm-hmm. I watched that.
Oh, did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Were you curious how the drink he brought tasted?
Mm-hmm.
You are? You want to taste it?
This is like my birthday.
You want to taste Big Black Dick?
Have you tasted it?
Technically, yes.
It did go down smoother than I thought it would.
Okay, all right. If Tony did, okay, I'm good with it.
Well, we don't have any, but
yeah,
he took it
with him.
I took a red Solo cup and I put just a little bit in there, and it gave me a buzz. Like, it's stout. Oh, and by the way, anybody that's watching this for the first time, Big Black Dick is a rum from the Caribbean islands, right?
Yeah, and AJ got the last bottle on the island, supposedly.
That's right.
Wow.
And then we went on to make 16 Big Black Dick references in the first 10 minutes of the podcast, which we are not going to do on this podcast because it's inappropriate.
Even though, well, you were talking about the drink.
Correct.
So if you're talking about the drink, is it inappropriate? Is it really inappropriate?
Well, and then on the show, the radio show today, there was a story about, what was it? A place in Georgia, Bainbridge, Georgia, there is a small town, and like the one of these pharmaceutical companies is building a monkey farm, and it's going to house like 300 monkeys that they're going to sell for experimentation with labs and scientists. And the type of monkeys they're using are macaques. So,
oh, they're so cute.
Well, the fact that they were called macaques then went on to this whole thing about talking about macaque taking over Bainbridge, Georgia. And yeah.
And you're talking about the monkeys.
The monkeys, of course.
I tell you what, I'm glad they didn't put chimps. Chimps will rip your face off.
So you would rather have macaque in there than chimps?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
You'd rather macaque be in Georgia than...
Yes, the monkeys.
Yes, the monkeys.
Yes, the monkeys.
That's correct.
Yes, the macaque monkeys.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on. It's getting weird. So I wanted to bring this to the table today because it's almost been as if there's... what's the word? It's kind of torn. Public opinion has been torn on this, and it is Tom McDonald, who's I've always thought was good. You know, he's got a certain shtick and a gimmick he goes with, but Tom McDonald put out a new song, and it's got Ben Shapiro in it, rapping. And
oh, he's actually rapping? I saw he was in there. He's,
knew about it, but you hadn't listened
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, I mean, I've just seen, like, pictures of it. But,
oh, God.
Oh, no, and he's got, like, a hoodie.
Yeah, yeah,
it looks
yeah.
like brand new, like he just bought it.
So I want to play that for everybody. And as a matter of fact, before we play
Can
it.
Can we even play?
We should do this, just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
Tom McDonald at one time posted a video where he said, hey, anybody wants to use my videos or my music on your YouTube or Twitch or whatever, go ahead and use it. So as an FU to YouTube, who hits us on almost every single episode and says you can't use that, play that video of Tom McDonald saying that we can use his music. This is personal permission from Tom McDonald, by the way. Go ahead, Tom.
People are constantly asking me if they can play my music on Twitch or if they can play it on their in their videos or whatever. And like, I think it's like, if you want to play the music on Twitch or something, then you have to provide some proof that you have permission. So just take this as permission. If
yeah.
you have a Twitch stream,
all right. Tell him.
You want to use my music in one of your videos or something, this is your permission.
That's
disclaimer.
Go ahead and use the music.
That's right.
That
freedom.
Take that. You too.
To do whatever it is that you want to do with my
Take That's that, hilarious. YouTube.
Yeah.
Buddy, and I pulled it off of YouTube. I pulled the FU YouTube off of YouTube. Anyway, time for the song. Let's give this a shot. I'm incredibly nervous for everybody. This song is called Facts. It is, again, I don't want anybody to think that I don't like Tom McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anybody to think I hate Ben Shapiro. I don't hate Ben Shapiro. I think he's wrong on several issues. One is Ukraine, which is kind of a big issue to be wrong on. But it's just like sometimes it's better that you just stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tony, go ahead. Let's try this.
They call me offensive, controversial. There's only two genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope, it's pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no wonder protected. Where the American flag's at. Remember
okay,
when
pause it. He's about to start rapping, and I just want everybody to be emotionally and mentally prepared.
Oh, I'm kind of scared.
Tom McDonald, listen, Tom McDonald is a great rapper.
Yes.
His only thing is, like, this is his thing. It's politically anti-woke driven kind of rap,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing wrong with it. I think there is a level that it can get played out, but the advantage that he has is he's never had a record label. He funds his own stuff. His promotion comes from social media, and he hits the top charts all the time because of it. I don't know what the longevity of that career looks like, but it's fine. It's his thing. But Ben, on the other hand, we're going to have to tag Ben Shapiro in this video. Or at least hashtag him or something.
Well, we'll give him a shot. We'll see how he does.
All right, here we go. Take it away.
Replaced with BLM legs or a rainbow.
This ain't rap. This ain't money, cars and clothes. We ain't selling drugs. We ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns. Ain't promoting stripper poles. We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. I don't care if I offend you.
It ain't bad so far. Come on.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro hasn't rapped yet.
Ben's looking gangsta.
We'll give him a chance. See how he does.
Here we go. He's smiling in the background.
Waving.
Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo. My pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a whap. Dog, dog, it's a yarmulke, homie, no cap. Look at the graphs, look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You going to prison, I'm on television. Dogs, no one knows who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens. And I make racks off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All my people, download this. Let's get a billboard number one. This ain't rap,
this ain't money. Okay.
He had the one line in there about Lizzo's pants and his money. I thought that was okay.
His pockets are fat like Lizzo.
Yeah. I think it worked better when he didn't have the little hoodie on.
Yeah.
When it was just him, you know, that scene where, you know, he was sitting. But the hoodie just, I can't get past it.
I think there was.
Like, look at me, I'm a rapper. That was that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think. Honestly, watching it just now, it didn't seem as bad as I remember it when I first watched it, because he's not rapping. He's just kind of talking the way he always talks, and that's fine. But he's got this white boy awkwardness to him that I think doesn't translate well in the video. Now, again, full disclosure, I hope this song does great. I hope it stays at number one. I hope it beats Nicki Minaj and Lizzo and everybody. I hope it beats Taylor Swift particularly.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like at the beginning of the video when it first shows him and he's like, it's almost like he starts to sing along with Tom McDonald, but then he stops.
Yeah.
And then his last lyric is like, come on, my people, let's get this a billboard number one. And I'm like,
oh. Okay, there was a short section in there where he was just being Ben Shapiro. If he would continue to do that throughout and not try and be Little Mr. Hip Rapper, I'm a rapper, and not do that, I thought it sounded pretty good. It was like you were taking the best of what he did and inserting it into the rap, not making him a rapper.
Yeah.
You know, when you do that, I'm a rapper kind of thing, it just does not work.
I think if they would have maybe switched a few lines, I wonder if they let him write his own lyrics. Which probably they did, because I think the lyrics could have used some improvement. Keep going. I don't know if he's got any more parts in here, but I'm kind of curious at this point. We ain't selling drugs. We ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns. Ain't promoting stripper poles. We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. I don't care if I offend you. I was played to upset you. He had a smile.
Yes. Felt like the devil.
I'm a rapper.
Oh, man.
I guess he doesn't know what to do with his hands.
He's got them there. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man.
I'm the man who don't respect you. You mad, you mad. So, yeah, I think it's the... I think it's the white boy awkwardness that he's got going on that's just throwing me off. But again, it's fine. I don't want to come off as that I'm hating on it. It was just a bad move for Ben.
Yeah, no hoodie. I'm telling you, if you'd gone without the hoodie, and then we went to that one section where he was like, he was like on a TV, and they had all the, you know, TVs around, and he was talking. They'd done some effects and things like that with it, where he was not necessarily directly a participant. But he was a part of it.
Right. Yes. Yes. That's what I thought. So this is what's amazing is Ben Shapiro has accomplished being in a video with a white Canadian with blonde dreads, and Ben's the awkward one.
Yes.
You know?
I never thought about that.
Congratulations to him for being the weird one in the video.
Yep.
Tom McDonald's actually the normal guy.
Yeah. And you know why? Because he's a rapper.
Anyway, it's fine. Again, I don't want to hate on nobody. It is what it is. Listen, on our bumper music, we got Tom McDonald songs in the mix. So we don't hate the guy.
No.
But this is not good. Because I could go through a whole list. I could give you guys my top 10 Tom McDonald songs of all time. As a matter of fact, one of his first songs that he came out with, or when P. Diddy and I first discovered, and P. Diddy discovered him first and then introduced me, it wasn't hyper-political, but it was more like shots at people that constantly get offended. And it was called Everybody Hates Me. Mm-hmm. And it was really good. It was really good. Tony, can you go with, just look up Tom McDonald, Everybody Hates Me. And so he's always been good. He's always had, again, it gets kind of sticky after a while. But like this right here, this is a good one. I like this song. I hope we get to use that too. I don't even know where the volume's at on it.
White people hate me, they say that I'm using my privilege for evil, I get it, hey. Black people hate me, they say that I'm racist, my feelings don't match with their message, whoa. Feminists hate me because I believe that their movement is angry and sexist. Whew. My girlfriend hates me and I don't know why, but I love her, whatever, forget it, yeah. And gay people hate me because when I see something I don't like, I say that it's gay. Straight people hate me for having the balls to go say what they think and that makes them afraid. Dumb people hate me for making the music containing the truth to expose all the ways. The government robs them, the pop culture kills them, the rappers convinced them to ruin their brains. Go ahead and say all of that wild.
I like the outfit.
Man, you might need a doctor, Phil, if you catch me outside. And I will not apologize if you ain't one of mine, fam. I cannot afford to give a if it was finance.
Man, I like that.
I think it's stupid funny. Haters.
Look at his gold grill, man. I'm jealous.
Anyway, that's one of the first ones we discovered that I thought was really good. I really like that song.
Yeah.
And so if he can get back to a little bit of that, more of this and less Ben Shapiro, I think you're Gucci. Like, you're good to go. But, you know, don't. Would you, so if you picked, if you're Tom McDonald and you pick one more conservative commentator,
mm-hmm.
who do you go with?
Who's that guy? The guy that talks.
The guy that talks.
About the conservative stuff.
Well, yeah. There's Charlie. Who is it? Who do
no,
we
don't
we
do Charlie Kirk. Don't do Charlie Kirk.
Who is the guy who used to be a professor? He's got white hair.
What?
And he speaks on stuff all the time.
White-haired professor.
Yes. But he was like in his 60s now. Yes, he's very conservative, and he his big thing is you got men and you got women. Like that.
Okay.
Two genders.
So there's Michael Knowles, I guess.
Help
and,
me out,
and
Tony.
Who else,
white hair.
Yeah. Oh, I can see his face. You know, and he talks like.
How much of your Adderall did you take today?
I took everything, got a full night's sleep.
Okay.
But still, you know, my memory escapes me.
Yeah, well, it's not your memory. It's just you're up here today, which is not a bad thing. I actually like that. But
my memory always escapes me, though. But the guy's got, you know, and he talks. Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson's got gray hair?
It's starting to get.
Oh.
To get
that
gray.
Was a really bad.
That really was.
I know.
That would have been the last person.
But I you know, Jordan Peterson, nothing ticks him off. He'll get right in the thick of it. And he's just like Teflon Man.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Ooh, Brian's right. Yeah, Glenn Beck. That's a. You know.
Glenn Beck. A boomer says Leland. Could you imagine Leland on a rap? Leland's actually done some rap music before, like parody songs.
Mm-hmm.
They did the Ice Ice Baby parody, Black Ice Baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also did the Kanye West.
Gold Digger.
Yeah, Gold Digger.
Yeah, one. Talking about Obama.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, because we played that on the show, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We got to get back into parody songs, y'all.
I know.
Because the Fetterman song was a hit. Obama's Pants is an all-time banger. Like, nothing's gonna top Obama's Pants.
I mean, that's just one of those things where you just bump into it and go, oh. You know, it just comes out of nowhere.
What about, by the way, speaking of Fetterman, I'm hearing rumors that he and his wife, Giselle, his wife?
I think so.
They're... yep.
Could it be because...
He's starting to make sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She can't control him.
That's right. That's all she ever wanted.
Yeah, you know, he's probably, you know, like sitting there and goes, me like Trump.
me conservative. And she's like, oh, no. And she tried to work on, you know, his wiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was still border bad.
If he keeps up, if he keeps up at this rate, he's going to have Braveheart paint in his face. You know? And I think they probably put, like, a red pill in his prescription bottle somewhere.
Well, it's just amazing that, you know, the guy has a stroke and has some major, you know, brain damage, for lack of a better term. And as he starts to regain brain function, he becomes more conservative, which, I mean, I guess doesn't seem bizarre. That actually makes a lot of sense. But, yeah, they're split.
It's almost allegedly like the guy started doing his own research somehow.
Well, and he's from a small working class town. And so I think what he's doing is he's reverting back to the old ways of the Democrats. And I don't mean like racism and segregation, but I mean Democrats being for the working man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of channeling that, but doesn't realize that his party doesn't allow that anymore.
So he's like, working man good.
Yes.
Working man good.
Yes.
They don't like that.
Because there's been a couple times he's had anti-Israel protesters outside of his house, and he walked out to his house and went to the car, and he walked by him waving an Israeli flag. And then the other day, there was a bunch of them outside of his house. He got up on his roof and started waving a big one.
Man, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. Did they try him, you know, did they come at him with torches and things?
No, no.
Fire just... bad. But no, Israel good. Hey, that flag, that's cool.
No. It didn't quite go like that.
I like it just a little bit now.
But yeah, that's bizarre to say the least. People are saying Upchurch. See, now we're talking about white rappers. Upchurch is good. Yellow Wolf is good.
Love Yellow Wolf.
So good.
Love him. Very talented.
Who's some other good white rappers? Eminem used to be good, but he's just kind of...
He used to be the best.
He used to be one of the best, absolutely. And now he's just kind of falling off.
Don't forget the Beastie Boys. I can say.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Beastie
Classic.
Boys.
Mm. And, of course, Kid Rock. I mean.
What, do we put him in that category? He's kind of.
He had one or two that were kind of rappers. So, yeah.
I feel like he created a new genre that fell into hip-hop, rock. Like, when he came in, rock and hip-hop were both huge. And he said, I'm going to smash them together.
Ba with the ba.
God, man, Kid Rock's so good. Still to this day, man, he's putting out music, and it's still good.
And some of his best music was even like country, surprisingly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the song with Sheryl Crow. They did a picture. Picture.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
a song about a picture.
Yeah, and it got a lot of radio play and really ruined it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You're from the music days of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a concern inside the building that, hey, if we play this song again, people are not going to like it anymore?
Well, I know we didn't like it. We despised it. We would turn down.
Did most music radio people not like the music they were playing?
Well, it depends on the genre. When I first moved here and was with Mix 94.5 Birmingham, it was a like a sort of competing with Magic 96.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're like, you know, it's Hootie and all that. And we're like, eh. So our morning show had more of a rock feel to it. And when we played music, you know, it was not what we played on the station.
Right.
So I think a lot of, you know, a lot of jocks love music, and bubblegum or super popish stuff doesn't appeal to them.
Right.
So I think, you know, if you look at their playlist, it probably wouldn't match up with
that.
What,
well, wouldn't that suck to be a music host and, like, you having to play music you don't even like?
Yeah. I mean, see, Regis Coffee House, who's been around forever, you know, he was like, screw that, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that was the stuff Reg was playing was not on the list. Because I would always,
it was always on
Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to church and listening to it. And I never liked any of his music, but I still listened to it because I was like, man, it's different. You know, occasionally, I think there was a couple bands that maybe even got discovered from the stuff he was playing. And he played a lot of local bands, too.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. He really promoted local.
Did you know him personally?
No, I mean, I met him one time. But that's it. But I was never in a company
the same broadcast company with him.
The DJs that were on 107.7 The X in Birmingham, like, they were my heroes growing up. I just wanted to be like them. But now, like, I don't want to meet them because, they say don't meet your heroes. And plus, you know, what if they're weird? And I want to keep the image of them from the 90s.
Yeah, it's usually good not to try and, if you haven't kept up with someone over the years, it's usually not a good idea to look them up because you still have that 90s idea and then you look and go, oh my God, what happened to this person?
Right.
You know?
Agreed.
Sounds very disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, see, I've always been weird and, you know, I mean, I am who I am.
Well, I think that's the advantage with us. Like, if people were to meet us in person, like, they're going to get exactly what they're getting on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't do anything different.
Right. And they're also going to get our regular lives because what we do in our regular lives is basically what we do on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess.
We're who he is, man.
I guess. It's been weird, by the way, the past 2 days without you on the radio. Because I don't have, and I love Carrie who filled in, obviously AJ as well,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very particular about how the show goes and especially how it starts. Like, I need you there because I may get a his up my is where I just want to talk about something personal all of a sudden, and I can't really do that when you're not there, so I have to stay on topic, on politics.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that for too long, I get super ranty. Like, I completely ranted all day today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get to the break, and I'd be like, what the hell am I talking about? Like, seriously. I'm like, what am I? I said that on air. I was like, what am I talking about? And so, I don't even know. Maybe the show was good. Maybe it wasn't. But I was just like, it was wild. Wild, I tell
you.
Well,
I can tell you, I didn't sit around and twiddle my thumbs. I was excited to have this time to be able to focus stuff on the podcast. I did, however, was it you or was it you, Tony?
I don't know.
Was it you?
I don't. You got to tell me what it is before I know if it was me.
Oh. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think it was Tony.
Okay.
That told me about vitamin D from the sun, how important it is to be out there. I think we talked about that on Monday.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So today, I got me a chair, and I left my phone in the house, and I sat out in the sunshine, and it was so nice. You could feel everything just melting away. I should have. I did not get in my closet and bring my Flip 5 Bluetooth speaker and then listen to Interstellar.
Staring
in the darkness. I should have done that. I'll do that this week. But getting out in the sun was really good.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I recommend it to everybody.
Vitamin D is it's very beneficial.
The sun is the best disinfectant known to man.
That's what you said. That's awesome.
Remember,
if you're ever sick, get some sunlight.
Well, Donald Trump suggested, you know, vitamin D would help fight COVID. Like, you just literally get some sunlight, but instead, The people, God, I said the coof word. I'm sorry, YouTube. I'm sorry. The Ovid K would, the era of the Ovid K caused everybody to stay inside and not get vitamin D. And so it just made the problem worse. And
yes.
A big part of the show today, I was talking about the attacks that they've used against Donald Trump. And I came across a video from, it's an attack ad by the Lincoln Project. They called it Feeble. And this, the attacks that they use on this man are absolutely absurd. Yeah, give us that, Tony. I want y'all to see. This is, and by the way, this is a newer, it came out over the past 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of stuff they're going to be using against Donald Trump over the next few months to say he is unfit to be president.
Hey, Donald, we noticed something. More and more people are saying it. You're weak. You seem unsteady. You need help getting around. And wow.
An anomalous, really an anomalous country, and you deserve.
Are you sure you don't have dementia?
It runs in the family.
Have you had a real doctor check you out? You keep confusing things.
And we did with Obama. We won an election.
Getting the facts wrong.
We just left pleasure. Paradise.
People laugh about it, about you.
Bobbing, bing.
Even your own people behind your back. You're winning the primary, but losing your power, your strength, your manhood. Face it, Donald. You're just projecting when you call Joe Biden old. He's stronger than you, fitter than you, smarter than you, a better man and a better president. Anyone can see it. And when you lay there at night, alone, you know we're right. You're falling apart, Donald. Breaking down right in front of our eyes.
Oh, my God.
God bless the United States.
I actually remember that. I don't know if he's got dentures or what, but he was like, God bless the United States.
Okay, this just hit me, and I'm on it tomorrow. I'm going to do a pro-Biden commercial like that, because everything they were showing, there's a version that Biden's done, like walking up the plane.
Yeah.
I mean,
he actually fell. Version?
No, it's going to be pro, but it's going to be anti. You see what I'm doing there?
Sarcasm. We should.
I'll be talking about how good he is, but the video is going to tell the tale.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should do an audio parody for the show, and it's talking all these good things about Biden, but then we're like, oh, wait a minute. You know, and then we play a clip of him slurring or whatever. Okay, so this video, this is a perfect example. Play this. It's a short, so it's going to look kind of weird on the screen, but y'all just hang with it. Right, watch this. This is precious.
Lick the world. We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Joan Shingang. I'm going to pronounce her. Shanga Kawawa. Transgender American.
Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
It's great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't go. We'll have a reaction.
I met alone with him, just he and I, and a simultaneous interpreter, 68 times, 68 hours, 68 times, more than 68 hours. God save the queen, man.
He drops the mic.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We really appreciate it, and we love you. Thank you.
I might add, if I didn't, I'd be sleeping alone.
Okay, that's it. It's that's so good.
Yeah, that's got to happen.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, man, he's rough, dude. There's a million montages out there of Joe Biden just falling apart in real time. It's amazing. Oh, here's another one. Let's try. I don't know. This one yeah, it's 4 minutes long. We won't play the whole thing, but let's try part of this. This will give you a good example.
I'm not introducing me, Marcus. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Have a good time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service from the bottom of my heart. Really. Happy Thanksgiving. See you all. Oh.
It's
who am I giving this to?
Oh my goodness.
We are a community that relies on family. On Ohana.
Middle class was built by the middle class. And the unions built the middle class.
What?
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LLJ Cool J.
Oh, man.
You could say even this harder than getting a ticket to the Renaissance Tour or Rip Ritney's Tour. She's down in, it's kind of warm in Brazil.
And by the way, with other movies and movies, she's earned a Golden Globe and a Primetime Emmy. Enemy.
Oh,
that's me.
He said, "That's me." Look how awkward this is.
Now that we are back together here in Cambodia, I look forward to building even stronger progress than we've already made. And I want to thank the Prime Minister.
for Colombia's leadership in the ASEAN's ASEAN chair.
And to say to President Biden, can you hear me, President Biden? This is a historical moment for Brazil and for the U.S. President Biden, can you hear me? You can? Yes, good.
No handshake? All right, whatever.
Well, we're going to win and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean.
Wow.
Making sure that the third world, the southern hemisphere had access to change. It had access. It wasn't confrontational at all. You came with many
thank you, everybody. This ends the count. Thanks,
everyone. Meds wearing off.
Thank you.
Comes a ghost.
Happy birthday to
you.
Oh,
God, I remember this.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you.
Instead of cutting them, or like Congressman Trump and Bob wanted to do. President Harris there to make sure we do this the right way.
President Harris.
Leading tech companies like Anthropic, and I'm going to mispronounce.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half of the women in my administration are women. 68 times. 68
How's it
hours.
Going, yeah?
68 times, more than 68 hours.
Just look at him.
Oh, man.
All right. God save the queen, man.
Anyway, that's pretty pitiful if you think about it. That is awful that guy is allegedly our president. And this is the guy, by the way, the world's in turmoil right now. And we're on the brink of WW3.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the guy. You know what's amazing to me, and we talked a lot about this today, is with everything going on, three of our service members killed. Instead of just immediately responding, they sat on it. They've sat on it for days at this point, and then they made an announcement that they had made a decision to respond. You don't do that. You make the decision as soon as possible, and then you execute.
Exactly.
And then let people find out the decision that way. Like,
don't look for approval. What are the approval numbers?
Right. That's exactly what they're doing.
Dude, back in the day, like the 80s, 90s and all that, this would have never flown.
No.
Never
flown. No way, man. Reagan forever.
Well, and if you look back at Joe Biden, just really if you look back to the 2020 campaign, he's honestly a lot different. I watched back some of the 2020 clips, and I'm like, I mean, he's kind of got it together a little bit. Not much. He's still making gaffes, and he's still stumbling all over himself. But he had it more together in 2020 than he does now.
Oh, gosh.
But then if you go back 10, 15 years, his time with Obama, you know, he kind of was as corrupt as he could be, but he would still, you know, kind of formulate his words. See, there's another one right here. I think this one is just Joe Biden being downright creepy across the board. Check this out.
Dick. Vice President,
thanks for swearing at me.
I tell you what, easy to swear at you. We've got news that Rashid Sunak is now the prime minister. You're trying your best, you never
complain enough. You're a stupid son of a bitch.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. You gotta say hi to me.
That's
we
creepy.
Go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
God, yeah.
This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
I'm sick and tired of ordinary people being fleeced.
I'm tired of being quiet.
Where I'm sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids. Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
I'm sorry to take so long, guys, but everybody knows I like kids better than people.
I like kids better than people.
Everybody knows I like kids better than people. Now, very important thing I told my daughter and granddaughters, no serious guys are 30.
How concerned she is.
No what?
No serious guys are 30.
Don't keep that in mind.
People are waiting for relief.
I don't like him whispering at me in the camera here. I feel like he's leaning in towards me.
This week, he's creeping.
A lot has been happening already, number one. Number two, I'm going to fight like heck. Just remind him, I wrote the bill on the environment.
Oh, he's doing it again.
Oh, man.
Why would I not before it? Guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more.
ASMR.
This is an employees bargaining chip now.
God.
What's happening? They're going to have to compete.
It's like he malfunctions.
A decent wage. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
That was awkward.
Woo! Timber!
Boom! Whoop. 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 Nothing says strength quite like
See,
that.
Trump doesn't have anything like this.
Nothing. Everything is a stretch.
They have to go and find something on him. This, you got to, like, not look for it.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I think you know how much it means to me.
Bring your wife over here. Let me start sniffing her.
Today, and I thank you. Trust and confidence. I've got a lot of thanks.
Oh, my God.
First and foremost, to my perfect wife, Stephanie, my wonderful son, Will, and my daughter, Ava, already mentioned.
And you guys can sit at the edge of what if you, I don't want you to have to stand.
Oh, no.
By the way, he gave me permission to touch him. All right.
See, why do you have to say that?
Why did you sit in the room?
Expand your capacity is through the partnership that we have, the federal and state government, along with local governments. This issue is ongoing each year, as we have discussed.
Oh, no
worse.
Need it!
Thank you, Boris.
Look at Boris.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Oh, that's the cringiest. Sniff.
He's leaning in, Mom. God.
No matter
what
their cause.
She tapped him on the shoulder.
2, 10, 12, 15. Oops, stepping on him. It's black. Anyway.
What?
Oh, man, this is boring, boring, boring. Isn't this boring, boring, boring? Charlie, this is boring. Come on.
Here he goes. There it goes.
And he's out.
Sir, wake up, sir.
Clap. Clap, clap, clap. Oh. Oh, he went and grabbed her hand again. And he's holding.
Oh, man.
And he's holding. And he's still holding. Can't let her go. She was like releasing her grip the whole time too. She's like, please let me go. Come on, Joe, you got it. There you go, buddy.
This is
elder
abuse.
And by the way,
abuse.
You know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
Oh.
They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, God.
Nobody. He's trying to find somebody's hand to shake.
It just never ends with this guy. He doesn't know where he's going.
Where are his handlers?
By the way, I very much worry about this guy's biceps. His biceps are big as my calves. Look at this. There's a man. I hope we're on the same side.
He's rushing.
I don't care who he is. He's got some real biceps. We call them guns.
Poor Joe.
And when he's at these events, like, nobody's talking to him. If you're the president of the United States, you've got people constantly coming up to you.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
They're all around Obama.
And he was president. Not Obama. Biden was president at that time. Everybody's talking to Obama.
Look at him. Sometimes I wonder if he soils himself and then he just...
What is that? Forward? No.
President, thank you.
Who are you?
Sounds like a scam. The Global Fund?
God, is that you?
On the steps we've taken, he said, and I quote, "The combination of private enterprise and government working together has been really successful." He went on to say, "All the way through the supply chain, there's a lot of innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change." End of quote. In the past 3 weeks...
Okay, that's enough, Joe Biden. We get it.
We're gonna see.
You read, end of quote... Man, that's bad.
It just keeps going.
That's bad.
It just reminds you. You kind of forget, you know, but it's, I mean, and right now he is just so, how is he going to, I mean, if he wins the nomination, which I hope he does, how in the world is he going to campaign? There's just no way. He's so weak now.
Yeah.
I mean, physically weak.
Well, you think about it, and he didn't really campaign last time, but he still made appearances. He would go on black radio shows and say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, mm-hmm. and things like that. But, like, he's not going to even be able to do half of what he did.
No, there's no way.
Last time. And half of what he did last time is essentially nothing. You know? And again, they go, the Lincoln Project, okay? These are recent ads. This is from 2 weeks ago. This is the kind of stuff they're putting out against Donald Trump saying why Donald Trump should not be president and Joe Biden should. The Lincoln Project is allegedly a group of Republicans that despise Donald Trump, but they constantly vouch or promote the Democrat. So they're not fooling anybody. It's George Conway and... I think one of the co-founders got arrested for pedophilia not long ago. Jeez. Like, these real scumbags. Here's another one of their ads called God Made a Dictator.
On the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a man to test the will and goodness of a free people. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who failed in everything but theft and broken promises to live in a golden palace and convince the poor he serves their needs. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a wicked man to lead the common folk with hatred and fear. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a corrupt man who is above the law and immune from justice. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who will use violence to seize power. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man whose followers will call black white, call evil good, and call criminals hostages. So God made a dictator. God said, I need his political party to obey without question, and the press fear his wrath. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a cruel man who uses his power and position to punish and harm his opposition. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who breaks the faith of even his most godly followers and leads them to idolatry. Place him above me. So God made a dictator. And then God said, I sent this man to test you, and until you cast him down, you have failed. So God made a dictator.
How ridiculous.
How dare they use Paul Harvey?
Yeah.
How dare they?
You know what's fascinating is all the things they described about Donald Trump being a dictator, such as going after your political opponents. Like, everything they described, they're doing right now.
Yep.
Every single one of them. Mm.
They like to do things and then accuse others of the same thing.
Bingo. That's it. That's their MO.
It makes it easy for them.
Whatever you accuse your opponent of doing, you are yourself guilty of. By the way, Lauren says she wants a John Bird foot cam.
Why?
I don't know if that's a reference to something before, but I don't know. Maybe she just wants to see your feet.
Well, I mean, I do have my feet going back and forth like that.
I can't wait. I'm surprised nobody said anything about your chair shaking this whole time. Because you've
been
jittery
the whole time, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you about the Adderall, like how much you took today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I took 4.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have taken. I normally take 1.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm joking. No, I mean, I'm just actually in a good mood. I got a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
So I have excitement on top of Adderall.
Well, that's good.
You know, instead of being like down here and the Adderall brings me up, I'm excited.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you, man. This is great.
So big plans this week. We'll have you guys a new podcast. We won't be live. We're going to start going live on Mondays starting next week. We'll put you out a new podcast Thursday. And also a new one Friday is Andrea Lindenberg is scheduled to come in studio and be on this show, which is going to be absolutely huge. It actually makes me a little nervous because she's an actual TV person and I'm just me. And
yeah,
I hadn't seen.
Yeah,
well, I haven't seen. When you go a long time without seeing somebody, you always get kind of nervous seeing them again. I saw her just for a minute, like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. But most of the time when I see her, she's on TV. And so it's going to be, maybe I'm going to be a little starstruck.
No.
I highly doubt that. But she has to wake up at like 2 a.m. to start getting ready, or 3 or whatever it is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I said, what's a good time for you? She said, well, I have to wake up at midnight for work. She's like, so the
midnight?
Earlier the better. I think she said 12:45.
That's crazy.
You know, she's obviously got to get ready. I mean, she's probably got to be there at like 3 a.m. Hold on, let me go back and look.
I guess that's about right then. I was thinking she'd be waking up at like a 2 or something.
I remember she would just be, I mean, a lot of times in pajamas and things, especially when we were doing with the COVID thing.
Yeah, 12:45 in the morning.
I mean, with the oof guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad. I told her, let's do it at 4. And I'm like, good Lord, 4 is like 10 p.m. for her.
You can get her in here a little earlier if you want. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll see. We'll see what she says. Anyway, we're going to do it. One way or another, we're going to do it. Also, thank you to our buddy Brian for the wild hair jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Love that stuff. Always a winner on that front.
New flavor, yum.
Tony Gump, anything before we dip out of here?
Just the usual. Quit buying your kids so much crap and teach them something.
That's his new outro at this point.
I like that.
And thank you to everybody on the chat. We had some people getting sideways last time about not responding to Facebook posts and be like, you've only got 5 people watching. When most of the people are on YouTube, because Facebook just doesn't give us the traction. But thank you. Even if you are on Facebook or YouTube, we thank you. We thank you, Boomer. We thank you, Bama Phoenix. We thank you, Sassy Gurr.
Ooh.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. That sounds like a sexy name.
Talmadge. Who else? Anyway, thank all of you. John Bird, you got anything else to leave us with? Final words?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
I guess that's a wrap. Thank y'all so much. Make sure on the backside you like, subscribe, and share this with your friends and family. We've got some business cards coming in. So we're really working to expand the Over the Line family and hoping that we can do the thing.
Oh, I can show you guys. There's a couple of ways to give them out. So what we'll do on the next podcast, I've got some business cards and I will show you guys some great ways to give them out where people are like, whoa, man, I'm going to check him out. You know, this is going to be awesome.
That makes me nervous, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
All right, we're out of here. Till next time, see you, cuz.